I'm Melanie.
Hi, I'm Laurel.
And you are listening to
Minhuna Finding Refuge in Friendship.
So Laurel is joining us today. Laurel has worked in refugee resettlement for 12 years and was recently laid off from an agency here in Tucson. And that's something that's happening a lot right now. Laurel, can you tell me a little bit about your background, your history of working with refugee resettlement?
Sure. I had another career in international development and was helping nonprofits gain strength around the world as a way to give people a voice for self-advocacy. But I didn't have any direct service experience of my own, and I wanted some. So I thought I would take a break for a couple of years and get that experience and then go back overseas. And I stumbled into refugee resettlement that I didn't really know about before and fell in love and haven't gone back yet.
And what do you love about the refugee resettlement work?
What I loved and came to appreciate about the resettlement system is that from the top to the bottom, from the State Department and the Department of Homeland Security all the way down to volunteers that work with agencies around the country, everybody shared a passion for refugee resettlement. And that was a beautiful thing. And across the country, it had strong bilateral, bipartisan support since the 80s when the modern refugee resettlement system was created. And that's a special thing to be a part of. So being able to help people find their own way, people from all over the world with all kinds of backgrounds, is what I love the most.
Can you describe a little bit about what that process looks like? What kind of work do you do?
So there is a really complicated system that involves a lot of federal, state, international actors. Once that's all happened and refugees are cleared to come to the United States, they're channeled all around the country through the nine nationals to agencies like the one that I worked for, which was one of three here in Tucson. And at the foundation, the funding is per capita, meaning that the national agencies and the local agencies like mine get funding to help refugees get a good start based on the number of people that are resettled in Tucson in this case.
So what kind of things were you doing for folks as they arrived?
Even before they arrive, agencies across the country find them an apartment and get that furnished with all the basics that they need. We meet them at the airport, take them home, do a really quick safety introduction, and then leave them to sleep because most of them have been traveling for 1, 2, or 3 days, much less the years that they journeyed to get to wherever they got before they came to the U.S. And from there, it goes forward. Help them get a job, get their kids in school, get them set up with the PCP, a primary health care provider. Find the grocery store, learn the bus, get a job. If they came with medical issues, try to help them understand how to deal with that. More than 80% of the refugees that have been coming to the United States have survived torture, and absolutely every single one of them come with really severe trauma from multiple sources.
How long does it usually take a refugee from the moment they enter the system overseas to arrival in the U.S.?
The average wait time is 10 years, but it often takes a lot longer. We resettled people that had spent their whole lives, 21 years, raised families in a refugee camp. Sometimes it's less, sometimes it's more. It all depends on them. But the wait times for the U.S. resettlement system have been increasing dramatically due to all kinds of systemic factors and changes.
From here, we were building futures.